Hey everyone, Jefferson Graham here with USA Today. We're talking tech. I am still all heated up about Google and how it tracks every move I make. I'm here with both Madeline Perdue and Jared Weber. They are two young interns working at USA Today this summer, and I think it's a good mix. They're millennials. I'm not, as you know, and it's going to be two different points of view. It might be the same point of view, but I wanted to bounce off of them and see what they think. Basically, in a nutshell, we talked about this over the weekend, but I went on a hike the other day, and I went to a hotel, and then I looked up the hotel's phone number in Google, and it said, you just visited 2 years ago, 2 days ago. And then I went into a little rabbit hole of finding all the other things that Google had discovered that I had, where I had been. And I called Google to say what's up with that because I didn't have Google Maps on. I didn't have Waze on. I wasn't using any of their apps. They track you anyway. They will, every moment of the day, they are tracking you on the phone. They say it's opt-in. I can't find where this opt-in page is. I don't remember opting in. And of course, their excuse is, once you opt in, you're going to get better recommendations and more useful ads. Now, Madeline and Jared, what do you think about this phone that is following you everywhere? We're going to start with Jared.
I'll tell you what, Jefferson, I don't like this one bit. You know, I signed up for Google for a certain number of reasons. I like their email accounts, Gmail. I like the recommendations they give me on YouTube. Usually some, you know, funny content in there, but I don't want them to know where I am or like what I'm doing, you know?
And it's a funny thing because it says they won't share the information with anybody, which is true, just with themselves. Yeah, it's like they know every move. I don't know. Madeline, what do you think?
I'm with Jared on this. You opt into using Google technology a lot for universities and schools, so you have basic permissions to give into them just because you're trying to get schoolwork done and try to, you know, coexist in your university ecosystem. I don't like that it's tracking you because I don't use Google Maps. I use just the Apple Maps, and I don't need Google knowing where I'm going all the time necessarily so they can provide better ads. And to your point that they don't share it, well, Google owns a lot of things, so it makes it really easy to share it within their own ecosystem and create an experience for you as they would promote it.
Yeah, so I'm a Googler, so Gmail, Google.com, obviously, Waze, which is owned by Google, Google Play Music, YouTube. That's a lot right there. And I turned off the location tracking, and within seconds on YouTube, it says, we can't make recommendations to you anymore. And as Jared knows, they do a really good job. They know what music I like, and they just keep it going, and it's one of the best things they do. I didn't want to lose that, so I turn it back on. But there's no in between.
I get back from like class, and you know, it's been a long day, and I open it up, and it has like the exact video I want to watch, whether that's like some comedy sketch or if it's like NBA highlights from 2002. Like they always know where I'm at, so it's a little concerning, but it's also nice.
Yeah, it's concerning and nice. Now, are you willing to give up YouTube for the tracking, because it's one of the, it's you can't do one without the other?
I would say yes. I'm not huge on YouTube, so I don't think that giving up their recommendations would be the most difficult thing for me if it meant that I had a little peace of mind.
But Jared and I ain't giving it up, right?
I don't think so. Yeah, I don't know.
The whole thing is weird. I think the best thing is not to look. And Jared and I will continue enjoying YouTube. Maddie won't. But she'll find something else.
Yep.
Find something else. Maddie and Jared. Jared Weber and Madeline Perdue. Perdue with a U, just so make her happy. And tell everybody where to find you guys on Twitter.
You can find me, Madeline Perdue, on Twitter, at Madeline Perdue. Made line, P-U-R-D-U-E.
And I'm Jared Webby. I think it's J-A-R-E-D underscore W-E-B-B-Y.
All right, I'm at Jefferson Graham on Twitter. You've been listening to Talking Tech. Thanks so much. Please subscribe to the show wherever you listen to online audio, and I will be back to you tomorrow with another quick hit from the world of tech.